KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 19 degrees. We look for a chance of flurries today, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high around 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Creston Police Department reports a woman held in the Adams County Jail was served Tuesday with a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. 39-year-old Jennifer Beard of Creston continues to be held in the Adams County Jail in association with her arrest that followed the execution of a search warrant last Friday. She was assessed a $300 cash bond on top of her previous charges and bonds. And 27-year-old Garrett Woodhull of Creston was arrested Tuesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Polk County warrant. Woodhull was released to Polk County authorities on the warrant for failure to appear for a probation violation hearing related to an original OWI first offense charge. Four people, including a juvenile, were arrested over the past week in Adair County. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports that at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday, 43-year-old Barry L. Montgomery of Springfield, Illinois, was arrested by police in Adair for OWI first offense. His arrest followed a call from the Adair County Sheriff's Office to an Adair police officer with regard to a vehicle that had driven into the side of a shed in Adair. Upon arrival, the officer noticed a red truck in the alley touching the shed, which had sustained noticeable damage. A further investigation, including a field sobriety test, determined Montgomery was under the influence. In addition to the OWI charge, he was cited for two traffic violations and was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. A juvenile was arrested last week as well, but no information was released because of that person's age. On January 28, 30-year-old Joseph Dean White of Adair, an inmate at the Adair County Jail, was charged with violation of a no-contact or protective order after he allegedly attempted to twice make contact with a female protected party via text message while in the jail. White allegedly used another inmate's cell phone to do the texting. Records at the sheriff's office show that White had also attempted to call the woman's number 183 times from January 22nd through the 27th. During some of the calls, White asked the woman to set up an account with a telephone service the Adair County Jail uses for their inmates. White remains held in the Adair County Jail without bond until he makes his initial court appearance. And on January 26th, an Iowa State Patrol trooper arrested 29-year-old Anissa Dubo of Grimes on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear at an arraignment hearing in November on the original charge of OWI first offense. Dubo was released later that same day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the two men from Lorimore, 34-year-old Cody Tucker and 20-year-old Cruz Tucker, had been arrested late Friday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Both were arrested on Union County warrants for assault causing bodily injury and later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 55-year-old Joseph George Gonzalez of Council Bluffs was arrested late Monday night on drug and other charges, plus a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear. Gonzalez was charged with two counts, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to provide proof of financial liability. He was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,300 bond for those charges, plus $1,000 bond on the warrant. And 24-year-old D'Angelo Thomas Monson of Glenwood was arrested Monday afternoon at the Mills County Sheriff's Office for a probation violation warrant. His bond was set at $1,000. A wheel came off a northbound vehicle on Highway 169 Saturday morning in Union County, south of Lorimore, and struck an SUV that was traveling in the opposite direction. The Sheriff's Office says no one was injured when the wheel of the 2012 Kia broke off the lug nuts and blended into the path of a 2020 GMC Denali. The wheel caused $4,000 damage to the SUV driven by 34-year-old Cody Tucker of Lorimore and resulted in pieces of the SUV coming off and the debris punctured the left rear tire of that vehicle. Damage to the Kia driven by 33-year-old Samantha Joe Birch of Lorimore was estimated at $1,500. There were no citations issued. Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa Supreme Court says it will not review evidence in the case of a man charged with killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts in 2018. The lawyers for Christian Bahena Rivera have argued that much of the evidence prosecutors plan to use at trial should be suppressed because of his cooperation was coerced and he wasn't initially read his legal rights. The Des Moines Register reports that Justice Edward Mansfield denied the review on Tuesday. A district judge had ruled the evidence was admissible. Rivera's lawyers appealed that decision, leading to a delay of Rivera's first-degree murder trial. The Isle of Capri Casino in Bettendorf was fined $10,000 Tuesday by the Racing and Gaming Commission after a mother helped her underage son get onto the gambling floor last September. The administrator of the IRGC says the mother then tried to extort money from the casino for allowing an underage player into the casino. Casino General Manager Nancy Ballinger said they did their best to stop the boy from getting in.
In this case, we turned the minor away twice. It was only when the mother distracted our staff that he was able to gain access to the floor.
Ballinger says the mother, Danielle Skrogstad, was charged and convicted for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And she said this type of violation is a rarity.
The last time I stood before you with this type of incident was almost 9 years ago. So we're really proud of our program and training that we offer to prohibit minors and to make sure that only those that are allowed in the gaming floor gain access. That is why we were very concerned about this particular situation.
Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission Commissioner Jeff Lamberti said the state needs to look at tough penalties for adults who try to help minors get into casinos. The Lakeside Casino in Osceola was fined $20,000 for allowing an underage male onto the gambling floor last August. General Manager Dave Monroe spoke to the commission.
We take this responsibility to keep minors off our casino floor very, very seriously, and we've put in place some of the toughest controls you can imagine.
He said the security measures failed because they weren't carried out.
We card everybody under the age of 40. You have to have a valid ID. Even if we know you're over 21, if your ID is not valid, we won't allow you in. We card you again and again, so if you come back in, we card you every single time. And unfortunately, we had a situation in which the training and everything that was put in place was not honored.
Monroe said they addressed the problem with the employees.
I feel confident that we have the proper controls in place. We've retrained all of our employees. We constantly have these conversations at our pre-shift meetings, and I don't anticipate any further breakdown.
The IRGC took the action during their meeting in Altoona. Well, as of 4 p.m. Tuesday, the Iowa Democratic Party had finally started releasing results from Monday night's Iowa caucuses. The latest data dump from 71% of the precincts show Pete Buttigieg in first place with nearly 27% of delegates in those precincts. Bernie Sanders is close behind with just over 25%. Elizabeth Warren was in third and Joe Biden was in fourth. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price spoke in public just before the results were posted on the party's website.
The reporting of the results and circumstances surrounding the 2020 Iowa Democratic Party caucuses were unacceptable. As chair of the party, I apologize deeply.
There was a glitch in a smartphone app developed to collect the caucus night delegate totals along with raw votes for each of the candidates.
The bottom line is that we hit a stumbling block on the back end of the reporting of the data. But the one thing I want you to know, we know this data is accurate.
Buttigieg was campaigning in New Hampshire when the first batch of numbers were released.
An astonishing victory for this campaign, this candidacy, and this vision that you all have been a part of.
Bernie Sanders' senior advisor said the data shows Sanders seems to be winning the popular vote in the Iowa caucuses. For the first time, Iowa Democrats collected raw vote totals based on how many people supported each candidate at the beginning and end of the caucus night. It's not clear when all the rest of the results will be confirmed and released by the party.
This is personal to me. I'm a lifelong Iowan. I have caucused for 20 years. We want Iowans to be confident in the results and in the process. And we are going to take the time that we need to make sure that we do just that.
And again, that's Troy Price, the Iowa Democratic Party chairman, who was asked if he was resigning.
When I ran for chair, I made a commitment to see the caucus process through. That is what I am working on. That is what I will continue to work on. And whatever happens after that is to be determined.
In 2012, Iowa Republican Party Chairman Matt Strawn resigned under pressure. He had announced on caucus night that Mitt Romney won by 8 votes. A few days later, after a canvass of all the precincts, Rick Santorum finished first by a 12-vote margin. And breaking down the numbers again for the Democratic caucuses that we have in so far, these are 71% of the precincts reporting. Pete Buttigieg had 419 votes, or 27%. Bernie Sanders, 394, or 25%. Elizabeth Warren was in third place with 18%, with 287. Joe Biden was in fourth place with 15% of the vote at 241. Amy Klobuchar was next with 13%, or 197 votes. Andrew Yang garnered 1% of the vote and just 16. The rest were all at 0 votes during the caucus. That's a check of the news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.